Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
We might be headed to the promised land
of speaking the truth
and finding
our external liberty once we internally liberate ourselves.
But their children were saved, and their children's children. Generations were saved by one decision, one person. But changing the world can happen anywhere, and anyone can do it. So what starts here can indeed change the world. But the question is, what will the world look like after you change it?
Welcome to Public Access America.
Make a stand. I know I did. Thank you very much.
And
anyway,
God bless America.
Okay, let me know if you guys follow me, sometimes I want to be a regular consumer on TikTok. I don't want to be a creator all the time. Sometimes I get on TikTok and don't even look at the notifications or my profile, nothing. I just go to the For You and I enjoy the content, right?
Right.
Yeah. And you're enjoying, and you like a video and you comment like, ah, ha, ha, and you say something in the video or that looked whatever, whatever. And one of your followers likes your comment, like, so you saw that.
Like,
it's almost like you can read their mind. Like, they like your comment and you're like, okay, so are you saying that I'm lying because I can see the video? Like, what are you...
Yeah,
it's so funny. That
it's like, yeah, I can't even go enjoy other content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
speaking
true.
Of commenting on videos, you know what I've noticed that TikTok did, and I'm not a fan of. It's the simple fact that now you get notifications when other people comment on a video. You
that
comment.
Is like, I don't care. I don't care. Like,
yeah,
I seen that too, and I was like, why are you telling me?
That's some Facebook ish. Unless they reply
okay.
to my comment, I don't need
I don't
to
care. Yeah. Right. But Facebook and Instagram don't even do that anymore. Like, remember, Instagram used to have a whole page dedicated to everything that everybody else is doing on other people's pages.
Oh my God, I hated that. I was like, looked at it. I was like, why does this exist?
Oh, yeah, I used to stop my ex. That's a whole other side to me. I used to be like, what is he liking? But no. They got rid of that page, and then Facebook used to do that, like, oh, so-and-so left a comment on so-and-so's page and said, but they don't do it anymore. So I'm like, Facebook and Instagram got away from it, so why would y'all start? Why would TikTok start?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That don't even make sense.
That is a fact.
Yeah. Mm. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. And you got him started.
Okay. It's a love hate relationship. It's not a love hate. It's a love wide.
It's a love hate.
It's a love confusion relationship.
Yeah. Love hate, love confusion, love. It's all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, first of all, let's get into the accessibility. Why every time we get something good, y'all take something else away? Like, why can't we just, for example, we can the screen reader reads the like the duet, the stitch, the heart, the flag, down at the bottom, but now you can't read your comment. Like, you can't proofread your comment before you send it. So now you have to send it, read it, and then it's always wrong. Then you got to delete it.
I don't know why they did
it again.
That's so silly. It makes no sense that they did that. Like, now it'll say add comment in the box instead of it's reading out what you typed.
Exactly. So, and it's like, what?
Sometimes it reads it, though.
I think
never reads it.
As a group, I think we need to like shed light on this because I don't think they know that they made this mistake.
No, probably not.
I don't think so.
There was a couple of people who said something, and then something.
You know, those people. I'm not. You know, like putting them down or anything, but those people have a smaller.
Are not big enough.
Exactly, that's the point that I'm trying to make. I think just Brittany and Kim were to shed light on this. TikTok was
we need the big
we had to put it on us.
Brittany Kim.
You guys have, you guys have a
Lucy,
bigger
Lucy or Molly.
Actually,
I feel like they would listen to KP before they listen to me, but we're not going to get into that. Or they would listen to Lucy. Or they would listen to the Molly Burke. They would listen to Marie Zach Noon. They would listen to y'all.
Marie. We don't have to. We don't have to expound. We don't have to. We don't have to expound on that though. We don't have to go there. But we don't know what you're talking about.
You know, they'll listen to the before the. If anybody wanted to know what I just did, I held my hand up on two different sides.
I'm not touching that.
You know what? Now that we're on that topic, I had somebody tell me when I actually had it was a video that I duetted, and it was with somebody that was a different color skin of me. Mm-hmm. He was black, and I was just dancing with him, and so somebody commented on there, and he was commenting on there, and he's like, whoever it was like, he's brown and you're white. And I, what's that have to do with anything? It's irrelevant. And then I'm like, and then second off, I'm like, but I'm not white. But even though if I was white, it's irrelevant. I'm like, actually Spanish. Right. I just look white.
But what does that matter?
It doesn't matter. Right. It doesn't matter. That's it's so irrelevant. Weird.
The funny thing that really gets me is when people look at, you know, people of Latin descent, they forget to realize that a lot of us, you know, have African roots, African background.
Okay. Mixed background.
You know, Indian.
I mean, look at me. Hello.
Yeah.
I'm a whole black woman. Yeah. But
they're African American. Well, not African American. They're African, Taino, Indian, and European all together. That's what makes,
that's what makes most Spanish cultures.
Okay. Exactly. So I'm like, they brown too.
Exactly.
I literally would have people, they'd be like, oh, where's your family from? And I'd be like, oh, my family's from Nicaragua. And they'd be like, but you're black. And I'm like, yes, half the country is black.
God.
Thank you very much.
Oh my God.
Matter of fact, you probably black too. You just don't know it.
The so funnier dumb. Part is they don't realize, like, do you not know what the sun does to people? Yeah. Where have you been?
Yes. Oh my God.
I love how none of you took the blind route and were like, what? I'm white? I'm black?
God!
This is crazy. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So funny.
My mom never told me.
You really should have, though,
Kim. It was crazy. There was actually another person with a stupid duetter stitcher. Yep. And he was like, yeah, blind people don't even know what race they are. What?
Yep. Yeah.
What?
You can move on. I don't need to fix you. I am curious about other technologies like the OrCam, just to get that started.
Yeah. So what do you want to know about it?
Everything. How did you get to know OrCam? How did you get to know it existed? And then how has your relationship grown since then?
Didn't even know OrCam existed. I did not even know what it was. It wasn't until I had my lady that worked for OrCam, the company, and she reached out to me and asked if we can do like a business meeting, and she would talk to me about some business things. And I thought it was like a podcast because I get asked to do podcasts all the time, so I just assumed that it was a podcast meeting. And so then I get on the Zoom meeting with her, and it was like, I hear all the HR department in the background. I'm like, this is not a podcast. She's like, hey, she said her name. I'm like, I'm from OrCam, and I want to see if you want to do like a partnership and basically sponsor me. And that was how that began. That's how it started. And she sent me some links and about what OrCam was. And I was just like, what? This exists? It was amazing. It, like, it blew my mind. Yeah.
Honestly, the first time I went to meet with the guy that was on the doctor that appeared on Steve Harvey, Brian Walensky, when I met with him and did the demo, I was so impressed by how well this works. I'm like, why don't we all have this?
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
I actually got a test. Here in Florida, we have Florida Vision Technology, which is like the assistive
services for the blind.
But they like work with all the different companies and they run all your, like, if you need to demo something, they have it. They make sure they stock the latest version of whatever. That's so when you need to demo something, they either come out to you or you go to them, depending on where you are and blah, blah, blah. So I actually got to demo the OrCam years ago when I was like 19.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, this thing is so cool.
And it's come a long way.
Yeah. Back then it was like bigger and like it had, I think you had to use it on the glasses they gave you back then. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And now it like snaps onto any glasses, right?
Oh, can I say also you can wear rainy glasses? Oh,
yes, you can.
I'm gonna have to give me one. The first time the first time I saw it, I was at the Independence Market at the National Federation of the Blind convention, the national convention. And you know, it's like a big Independence Market with all these gadgets and stuff. And for some reason, that was the first one I walked over to. I don't know. And I walked over there and I'm playing with it and I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. Like, and they're like, yeah, you know, you can just talk to whatever, whatever, and they can get one for you and all that stuff. So
yeah, it's pretty cool. I love it. It's like, it has like only one button on mine. I have the OrCam My Eye version. Mm-hmm. And so it's like one button that turns on and then everything else is literally just tapping, like kind of like touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's literally what it is. So it's pretty cool too. Like, I don't even have to touch it. If I don't want to touch, I can literally just point at where I want things to be read. Like, you know, paper, I can just point and it's sectioned and it'll just read for me.
Wow.
It can even do where if I want to, like, let's say I want to fast forward it, I can like swipe my finger across it to fast forward. I can go backwards and go and then rewind it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really bulkier when I tested it.
It's actually the one that I have is the size of my index finger.
Yeah, I saw your video.
Wow.
Like,
ah.
Yeah.
Not me looking at my finger like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's really, really tiny. I literally can shove it in my wallet.
Super
tiny.
I love the fact that you can put it on any pair of glasses. Like, that's the part that caught me. Like, oh, snap, you put on any pair of glasses.
Yeah, you can, like, it's like magnet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a magnet. I was gonna ask.
It's a little magnet. Like it's a magnet.
All glasses are made out of metal, are they?
So it does. So my box actually came with like an actual little metal piece that I can attach to other glasses and then switch it out.
Okay.
Super cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's I love it. It's great. Life changing for sure. HB. Oh my God, love it.
For me, the thing that really like impresses me, and I think this is why I think I'm gonna work on next year probably getting one, is the simple fact that I live in New York City, right? Where awnings, streets, I know street signs is not gonna get, but like awnings to businesses, signs at the subways, in the subway stations, stuff like that, I know it could definitely benefit from me going out to, you know, shopping as well, you know, that whole awkward moment of asking one of the employees to help you do your shopping,
right?
And them just sucking their teeth like, gotta do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? I actually tested it out. Like, my boyfriend and I were driving and I literally was like clicking it to see if it catches any of the signs on the highway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it actually did. It actually did.
Wow.
So see, now I'm definitely getting it. Now I'm definitely like.
Yeah. It was actually pretty cool.
Luckily for you, Ezric, they have financing options.
Yes, they do have a payment plan.
It is really cool, actually.
Yes.
My friend explained it to me. Like, you don't have to pay for a car. You don't have to pay for car insurance. So if you're getting technology that's going to change your life the way a car changes the life for a sighted person, that's not so bad, you know? And for everything that it does, just if I could read a menu or a price tag, itself, you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing, yes. And my sponsor actually said that, you know, they will work with you for your financial needs as well. Like, they're there to help you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go meet Brian. So, me and Brian are going to have a discussion. Because I know where he's at. I know where you are, Brian.
So for me, what I would really love to use it for is like you guys shopping, like going into a store and seeing like a shirt, you know, reading the price tags on a shirt and the details on the shirt, colors and like that would really be helpful.
It's the size.
Or even in my own closet, because I have
the size, right?
Okay, it's the size for me.
Yes,
I think they write it so small.
Yeah. What I love about it the most is that fact that you can actually program people's faces and it recognizes your face.
And so now that I'm at night,
because I have all my immediate family faces recognized. So at night, I just stand there and they'll stand in front of me and they'll say, Dominic's in front of you. I'm like, okay.
That's so cool.
And so it's like, and it's great. So you can actually set it to where, like, you know, you can actually, I have it set to where every 5 seconds it lets me know who's in front of me. Cool. That way I know who I'm looking at all times.
Mm-hmm. So I have to ask, because Brittany mentioned colors. Does it detect colors?
Yes, it does. It does detect colors. Oh my God.
You know what? That's it. I'm sold.
You can even, if you wanted to, you can even go as far as like, you can like take a picture of, let's say, a shirt, and you can actually yourself record it, what it is, what it looks like, the detail of it. Uh-huh. So it's pretty cool.
So it's basically
that would be amazing for me.
It's like the pen pal or whatever. Is that what it's called?
The pen friend.
Yeah, pen friend.
But less complicated.
Yeah, but like that's super cool. That's
You could open. It has voice commands too.
You could open your closet though and know exactly what shirts you're picking. That's pretty cool. That's so cool. I love that.
Oh, yeah. You can even, because it does voice commands. So far, I haven't programmed it to do anything yet. I haven't played with it yet, but it already tells me there's chairs and tables in front of me. But I can go further. I can be like, program it to what stairs look like so that it recognizes stairs. And that way it lets me know there's stairs in front of me, hallways, doors, things like that.
Stairs, most definitely.
Restroom signs?
Yeah. Oh, it raised restroom signs, yes.
Wow, then I'm never getting lost in another restaurant again.
Oh my God, you know how many times I've gone to a men's bathroom and they will tell me, I think they're in the wrong bathroom.
Yep, me too.
You got to read the braille on the sign, my friend.
And that's not creepy looking either.
All of them have braille.
But what I will say.
So many tactile things. The word women is tactile, and then braille underneath.
I'll feel
and
it.
Then the dress is triangle.
Yeah. I'll feel that. Yeah.
Yes.
Invented. Guys, I was at IKEA. My mind was blown. I was at IKEA the other day, and Joe was like, I have to use the bathroom. So I was like, I guess I'll go too. Why not? Mm-hmm. So we went to the bathroom, and I kid you not, we turned the corner where the bathroom is, and they had the little stick figure men and women's.
Oh my God. Yes.
Were floor to ceiling on the wall. They were huge.
Oh,
I was like, I've never seen that before.
I'm so glad that you brought that up. Okay, so where I'm at, we have this thing called Kalahari. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Okay, so it's the biggest water park in the nation, and then I live 5 minutes away from it.
Fun.
And it's an indoor water park. So it just opened up last year, the brand new. And so I go in, it's in the water park, and I go in with my cane, right? And I'm like, ooh, like they had like, it's like little like Slitterbon rides inside. And so then we're going up the stairs. Yeah,
Slitterbon.
Yeah, and so we're going up the stairs to go, like to go on this ride. I'm like with my cane up this ride. And my boyfriend like points out, he goes, babe, you can ride this ride. I'm like, what do you mean? Look, there's a sign for the blind, you're allowed. And I was like, shut up.
What? No?
Wow.
If I was allowed or not, I'm still riding it.
Right. No, I'm getting on this ride. What are you talking about?
This damn ride.
That is a fact.
Oh my goodness. That's great.
The other thing that I was thinking about that Orcam I know would definitely help me is so I'm planning on getting back into school within the next year. And for me, one thing I've always struggled with is reading the white and black boards.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was to sit in maybe the first or second row, I'm sure the Orcam could read the whiteboard out to me.
Yes. And hopefully that person that's writing it can write it clearly so that it can recognize what it is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it comes with earphones, right? Like you said, earbuds or something.
So it does come with audio, but you're reading.
Yeah,
it comes with its own like little Bluetooth earphones and stuff.
Right. And it also it adapts to a certain hearing aid too, which I thought was really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
For
there's a lot of deaf blind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then it's like You know, it can even, like, if you want to use Wi-Fi, you can. You can connect it to a Wi-Fi. I don't know what the Wi-Fi was intentions were for that. I'm still reading it and still reading about it. So that's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Bluetooth on it.
It's funny that he mentioned the deaf and blind, because I think one thing that you were pointing out the other day when we had the production meeting was that it could also benefit people who are dyslexic, people who are elderly and their vision is going. Yes. So, you know, it's definitely not just out there for the blind and visually impaired.
No, it's not. It's for many other, you know, elderly and those that are dyslexic. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what makes me curious though is if I'm taking a final exam and I can connect to the Wi-Fi, can I just read the question and then find the answer?
Hey, oh my god, I don't think they condone cheating.
Am I going to get my master's degree?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm pretty sure that's not on the terms and conditions at OrCam. That's not one of the features.
I just love all the applications for it. I like, before this conversation, I didn't even know it was as versatile as it is. Like, it almost makes Braille obsolete, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know what it kind of makes obsolete, in my opinion? There's a certain app on the iPhone that I know a lot of us use on occasion. And it is, don't get me wrong, that app is definitely useful. But I feel the fact that, you know, OrCam is basically that app right attached to your eyes. You can center
actually
you can center it more than, you know, having to like fiddle with your phone aiming it. OrCam, you're pointing, it knows where you're pointing. It's not struggling as much.
It has a big range of getting a big picture of all around you. Showing my best friend the other day, because she's like, I'm gonna see how it reads paper. I literally put a paper in front of me to read it, and it got her a young woman standing next to you. Then it started reading. I was like, oh, it got you too.
See, I feel like OrCam replaces a lot of apps. There's quite a few apps that it replaces.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Sure. Definitely. Yeah. And it breaks the awkwardness of, hold on, let me pull out my phone.
Yeah.
Right.
Now all you have to do is just point. It's right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, going to restaurants, I feel more independent with that thing.
Totally.
I don't have to have someone read my damn menu for me.
Dark.
Oh my gosh.
Most 99% of restaurants are dark. Why?
Right.
Because they just want you to make a mess of their food so that they pay extra.
The ambiance.
It's the ambiance. Joe told me. Joe told me it's so you can't see how dirty the restaurant is.
That could be.
I went to a dark restaurant last night with my father, actually, and definitely ran into a wall. Most definitely did.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah,
I did that.
I love it. Like, whenever we go to a restaurant and they ask, "You want to sit outside or inside?" I'm like, "What do you think? Where's the most light?" Outside.
Right. See, I don't know. It depends on the time of year.
It depends on that too. I'm in Florida, okay? Ooh. So I'd rather have AC than light sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
But I always tell them, sit me by the window. If there's no outside, sit me by the mother loving window.
Yes.
What's neat though is OrCam was made by the people that designed autonomous cars. And so I see at some point the OrCam being able to be like wall.
Proximity sensor in it.
Yeah.
Listen, the amount of times that I ran into
only
a wall,
amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a dollar for how many times I ran into a wall, I'd be rich.
Yeah. Girl, I've made relationships with walls.
They're my best friends at this point.
I'm not gonna lie, I've walked into a brick wall in the middle of the street and cut my face open pretty badly. This is where my brain was at. I'm like, I'm walking to class and my eyes go, oh, that's the stairs, you know, but it was just concrete. Concrete. And I turned, you know, turned thinking that I'm walking up these stairs, and I face planted into this concrete, cut up my face. Everybody's looking at me like, oh my God, are you okay? Yeah, and I'm just sitting, you know, I just like brush it off. I'm like, I'm okay. And it isn't until I get upstairs to class and I like feel my face and I'm like, oh.
Oh my God.
Now I gotta go to the bathroom and clean my face.
Double homicide.
But did you ever walk into a wall as you're saying hi to it?
No, no.
I see a shadow and I'm like, hi, and I walk towards it. Bump right
oh, no.
Or a mirror. I've walked into mirrors being like, oh, who's that?
Speaking of walking into mirrors, what is so hilarious? I had a friend, we were going to a restaurant, and right at the front door we walk in, there was a mirror on the wall. And so she thought that it was somebody trying to come out, but it was her. So she's like,
right.
You, come on. And I'm like, that is a mirror.
You got those mirrors, but then you got those big, huge windows like at malls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You're thinking that that's the exit and it's like the damn window.
Right.
Oh my God.
You're looking over here looking for the door handle.
Yeah.
Like, where is it?
Yeah.
Y'all.
And you why is your display table glass?
Oh my God.
It don't make sense. No, but for real though.
Why did it?
Because it's aesthetically pleasing, guys. That's why.
Okay, wait. Okay, so you know Pandora in the mall. You know how that their whole front area is big, huge glass doors?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Apple too. Apple's the same way.
Oh my God, don't get me started on Apple. Like, I have to be very careful because like there was one time when like I was walking and I'm like, oh, okay. They're just a wide open space. Mm-hmm. Boom. Nose to glass.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
Then where's the stupid door handle when your entire store is glass? Like now I can't find the door handle anywhere.
Yep.
There's no door signature. There's just glass.
Or having a conversation with a mannequin.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Or thinking it's somebody staring at me because so it's over there.
Yes!
In the corner of my eye, I'm like, oh, great. Somebody's watching me. They're not moving. No. They're not leaving. What am I doing?
I just did that the other day at the nail salon. I swear I did that at the nail salon. They had like this, like a big window with a table and chairs. Mm. And there were two people waiting to get their nails done sitting at the chairs, but they were like looking in their phone and they literally were not moving. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, these are mannequins.
All right.
So like, I know they were looking at me weird because I was like over there staring. I was looking and I was like, what kind of mannequins are those?
Right. You know?
And then one person got up and walked off and I was like, oh, those aren't mannequins. Yeah. My God, that is so embarrassing.
Just staring at you. Out here staring at people.
Right.
Yes.
We're waiting for movement. That's all.
I was literally waiting for somebody to move.
Right.
I guess they were reading a book or something. One was looking at their phone, the other one was reading a book, and I was like, oh, those are mannequins. That's pretty cool.
That's
and I was looking like, oh, that mannequin's hair is really long. Like, I'm just staring at this, like.
My God.
Yes. Oh, God. I've done that. Or it'd be like, that is like, I'm staring so hard. I'm trying to process what I'm looking at.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And people are like, what are you, why are you looking over there? What are you looking at? And it'd be nothing sometimes.
Right. And you're like, I don't know yet.
I don't know yet.
I don't know yet, but give me 5 more minutes and I'm going to figure it out.
Right.
The thing that happens for me is I'll be walking and I'll feel like, you know, proximity sensor. Someone's next to me. And I'll look and it's a mannequin, but I don't know it's a mannequin. And I'm like really uncomfortable for like
two.
Like, why is that close to me?
Yeah, why are you like there? They're gonna move any minute.
And then it's
right.
My eye will catch a shadow and then I'm like, oh, somebody's there, and I'll be like waiting for them to say something. Who's there?
You know the joys of being blind.
That's my favorite blind joke. I just yell, who's there? And if somebody's there, they answer. If not, I assume
maybe
I'm gonna
it's
die.
Just me. Maybe it's just me, but I always say hello with a question mark.
I love
you. You know what I just realized? The whole facial recognition thing could have saved me a couple of years ago. I don't know if you guys remember the story that we did. Yeah. That could have saved me so much trouble.
Oh my gosh.
So go get yourself an Orcam.
Yes. That's the goal now.
That's the goal. Everybody go get an OrCam. I want to say real quick, we're not going to stop the live stream, but thank you for listening to Inspirations Beyond Disabilities. Follow our guest and our hosts by visiting the description portion here and clicking on any of the links that you like. They're all there for you. We have a great cast. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And thank you, Kimberly Ann.
Thank you.
Sorry, I needed a break for the podcast.
Yeah. I feel like this is just like a get together.
That's what it's supposed to be, right?
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
It's like we're all sitting at a table at a restaurant and there's a bunch of people that know nothing about blind people and they're eavesdropping and they're like, ooh, what? Ooh.
You know what? You want to talk about eavesdropping?
Yeah.
I went to a bar with a couple of my friends. We're all blind. And we're all female, so we're at the bar and we're talking about trying to keep a G. We're talking about tossing salads, getting our salad tossed, actually.
Oh, okay. And
the bartender but when you're blind, like, you're not thinking about your surroundings. Like, you only notice what's in your line of view. I only see them. So I'm thinking it's only them listening. When I say the whole bar is quiet.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I was like, the whole bar is quiet, y'all. Yeah. And we're looking, everybody's standing there looking at us like mouth agape, like, oh my God, these blind girls are talking about.
they all got their ranch salad in their dressing in their hand.
but first of all, I'm like, why are y'all looking at us like we can't get our salad toast? Like, okay, yeah, we blind.
I don't think that's what it was. I think they were just shocked that y'all were so loud. Yeah. I know you were.
Yeah, because they're not thinking she doesn't see me. They're thinking, wow, she's open and honest.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, girl, he be all back there. I was like, yeah, girl, he can get me, girl. They was like, yeah, I like that shit too. And then we looked up
and everybody was just looking at us like,
like, yeah, it's that kind of party.
You have me thinking about my single partying days.
I don't do that no more either.
I'm retired. I want to see if you guys have done this as well or experienced this. So when I used to go out with my friends and they would like say, you know, some guy came up to ask me to dance or, you know, talk to me. And I'd be like, give him that look like, is he cute? Yeah. And then they'll in my ear, like, no, say no. Yeah.
I'd be like, is he butt ugly? That's all I need to know. Like, mm-hmm. Is he universally ugly? Because I'd be feeling like my friends and their taste and my taste in men is different. Like, you might think he's ugly, but I think he's cute.
Right.
You
know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
So I just need to know, do he look universal ugly? That's all I need to know.
You know,
like,
what?
Unanimously or not.
My friends are my type, so they all know my type.
That's important. Okay.
Yes.
Important.
That's you don't want to have a group of friends all with the same taste in men.
You know what?
You know what I mean?
That would be a very big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
No, for the women, not for the men, I'm supposing.
You could program your OrCam what your type is, and there
it'll say, yeah, it'll say not cute. I'll program it to say not cute.
That would be cool.
Program it to say that.
Like, if you could just program unibrows, nope. Okay, that's it.
This segment is not sponsored by OrCam.
I'm just saying, that's what I would use it for. I would program it and be like, he need to be dark, pretty hair, you know, wave, mm-hmm. you know, beard, tattoo.
That's
if my OrCam don't see any of those features, it's a no.
It's a no.
It's a dove.
It's a teeth and smile for me.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna walk around with a big The Rock face picture. Whenever I come up to somebody with an Orcam, I can put it up in front of me and they'll be like, it's The Rock.
I'm like, ooh. Oh my gosh. You have me thinking of like some of the comments on my TikTok videos, and they'll be like, so they said, you know, you're blind. So they're like, hey, just so you know, I look like Brad Pitt.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my God, really? So dumb.
Didn't we do like a segment where we were describing ourselves?
Right. Yeah.
And we were just being jackasses.
But that's funny because now I have to think about that before every show. Today I was like, well, I'm Matthew McConaughey without the hair or muscles or accent or money.
Emphasis on money.
Well, I don't have any of it, you know what I mean? Right.
I would probably be funny and be like, I'm Halle Berry.
Right. If she was better looking.
Right.
People see me as a young, cute, very young Mariah Carey.
There you go.
You do kind of look like Mariah Carey. No bullshit.
Young Mariah Carey. You're like the young Mariah Carey version. I'm like the young Mariah Carey. Okay, got it.
Yeah. But like 100 donuts ago.
They're like, when she had like curly hair. And I'm like, right. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Butterfly days.
Yeah, I love your hair.
Yep.
I hate it.
What?
Why?
I don't know. Like, people are like, why do you like always straighten your hair? I'm like, I don't know. I hate this.
I
love curly hair.
I just watched a video of someone with hair like me. Like, I have, you know, very, 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 coily. Very, very coily.
Not 4C, very but 4Z.
4DEF. throwing it out. And I was talking about how, so people with hair like me and Brittany want hair like, I don't know.
Somebody else.
Yeah, yep. Or like just.
We're never happy. Hair.
And then people with hair like you want straight hair. And then the straight hair people are curling and waving their hair.
Yeah. Right.
Nobody's happy.
Nobody's happy. No.
And none of you realize that.
My best friend always tells me, you want what you can't have.
Yeah. Basically.
None of you realize that the natural you is the most beautiful. You're trying to look like somebody else because you have so much time on your hands and you can be yourself anytime. Let's be somebody else today.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Yep. But heck yeah.
I love everyone's curls. I think all levels of curl are just the best.
Yeah, when people like they don't like their curls, it's like it baffles me. Like, how could you not? I love curls.
So great. So versatile.
Right.
I will say like this is the first year I've wore my hair natural, like a lot often actually. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I would straighten my hair every single day. And then I think like since I divorced my ex-husband, I'm trying to find me and who I am. And I'm like, I need to start being more natural.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it came. Like curly hair started to come out. And people were like, you have curly hair?
Dang, they didn't even know you had curly hair. That's crazy.
They didn't even know.
So beautiful though. Like every time I see a girl who always straightens her hair, wear her hair curly or wavy or whatever it is natural, I'm like, oh my God.
Right. When Kimberly popped on, I thought she had done her hair. You know, I was like, oh, she did her hair for this. This is great.
Oh, she waved it and stuff. Like, no.
Yeah. But it turns out she did nothing.
She's like, I woke up like this.
This,
this is my bed head, everybody.
She did nothing.
I literally, before I got on here, I threw put the frizz down. I'm like, that was that.
Nice.
See, and it's so much easier than straight.
I didn't even realize your hair was curly right now until everybody said so. And I'm like, oh, wait, let me go see.
It's crazy too. I've been trying to wear my hair like my natural color too. It was never a natural color. I used to be like blonde.
Wow.
Okay. I used to have blonde hair. My ex husband, because he would always cheat on me with blonde headed girls with straight hair. Mm-hmm.
Wait, so your hair is like what, like red, brown?
My hair is like light brown with red up in there. Cause I have the Spain part of me. And my grandpa had naturally red curly hair.
Wow.
Okay.
Brown.
Yeah.
You're so lucky.
Yeah. No.
Very pretty.
See, I had blonde hair when I was a baby, but that shit went away.
Yeah.
I've never had blonde hair before in my life. My hair's always been natural black.
Yeah, same. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I used to have hair.
I'm done. I'm tapping out.
That's it. The end.
Yep. Hey, listen, bald is in. Okay, I like bald.
It bald is, and beard, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You just got to be clean about it.
Yes.
Oh, you can't be looking all crazy. Like you can't be all.
I'd always wondered when people got that horseshoe ring, why they didn't just shave it all off? Why did they continue with that?
Right?
Or the comb over? Like,
yeah. Just,
oh my God.
Yeah. I can.
Yeah. It's like you would look so good.
Yeah.
See, people are attached to their hair. That's why.
Yeah. I used to hate watching. Go ahead, Shy. My bad.
Oh, you're fine. I was just going to say my uncle had started developing a bald spot years ago. And we would keep nagging him, just shave it off, just shave it off. He had like this big, awesome, like salt and pepper beard. And we were like, dude, just shave it off. You would look so good. Like, just shave it off. And we used to joke with him all the time about that. And then one day he was like, fine. He's like, I'm tired of y'all. Yeah. And the bald spot had gotten so big. And we were like, dude. So he finally looked at his head and he looks great now.
Yeah.
Like, see, we told you. We would never steer you wrong.
For real. Okay.
That legitimately when you guys mentioned the horseshoe, all I could think of, I don't know if you guys remember Seinfeld.
Yep.
George. Oh my God. Every time I'd see that show, I'm like, why the hell does this man look like this?
Right.
Why? Why? Why?
And what's weird is sometimes.
How old is he?
Sometimes when I'm high, I'm like, maybe I should start getting a horseshoe. Maybe I should start throwing the comb over just as like a joke. You know?
When I just got the picture of George in my mind, I was like, oh, snap. You're right, Israel.
Why keep that?
No.
And then there's guys that let that grow long and put it in a ponytail. And I'm like, right.
Oh, my God. There used to be this
Stop.
At Walmart.
Shave it and move on, right?
He used to do that. His hair was all gray. He had the horseshoe. And it was pulled back in a ponytail. All he had was the hair in the back.
It's like a broken mullet.
Yes. Yeah. Give it up.
Oh my God.
A broken mullet?
It broke.
Oh my God. I will shave it off for them.
I hate it.
Party in the back and nothing in the front.
I will.
Party in the back and nothing in the front.
I love that.
Party in the back and in the front, we just go home.
Right.
Just
the
go.
Front went home.
The front ain't here. The front ain't here. It's just the back.
Oh my God. That's so crazy.
Love it. Gross. I love it.
Guys, it was fun. Good. I have other things to tackle today. So.
Yes, I do too. I actually have an interview at 3 o'clock with a mobility instructor from the guide dog school.
Nice.
You're doing what I'll be doing in like a year.
Wow.
I got on it because I was like, everybody kept telling me there's a waiting list.
Yeah,
you might as well just apply now.
Yeah.
And when I applied, I think they received my application on the 15th. They called me back. They were like, yeah, you're looking at an 18-month wait. I was like, oh, I am so glad I did this.
It's a process.
Start now for what you want tomorrow. Yep.
I have to wait because I got too many pets. I have too many dogs. I have to wait.
I have just one dog.
I have to rehome mine. I know he's gonna if I have them together, he's a little too aggressively playful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a good mix.
No,
like I love, you know, the funny thing is I love him to death, but walking him is he's the biggest pain in the ass because he loves to pull, he loves to run.
Yep.
And
give you some tips if you'd like.
Yeah.
Please do.
It's really not that. It's actually really easy to train them out of that. It's just you have to have the patience to do it. That's all.
Yeah.
Or rollerblades, go the other direction.
No, because then that's just accelerating the face plant.
Oh my gosh.
One person on rollerblades with a dog pulling them.
That's just accelerating the face plant.
I did that with my 90-pound pit bull. And it was going great straight down the road, but then there was kids. Yeah. And
I have a
and then there was kids.
It was a quick right and I face planted, yeah. But it was fun for like 2 minutes.
The leash that I have, it's like it wraps around my waist. It's like a buckle. Nice. And it's a bungee. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, like a bungee cord. And so I don't have to hold him by my waist is. And I just use my cane. Yeah, so I use my cane, but then like my dog gets crazy. I like tap it and then like what? ADHD kicks in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those leashes are cool. They're runner's leashes, actually.
Yeah, I run.
Oh.
Yeah, I run with him.
You know, you do look athletic. I thought so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blind Kitchen Lady's the other marathon runner, right?
Yeah, she's, yeah.
Okay, I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Nobody would expect a blind person to run. I think that is just so cool.
I should have my boyfriend record me.
You should.
Yeah. You should.
That'd be a good video. I want to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My dog knows our block, so he knows where to go.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
You basically trained your own guide dog.
Really? Basically, my own dog.
For your neighborhood.
I got him when he was 6 weeks old, so it was just us taking on the world when I got divorced, and so he learned on his own.
Dogs are smart, dude.
He's very smart.
Shai, you should really do a video on like helping blind people walk regular pets, because legitimately I know if I'm struggling, I know it's not just me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah.
I've done videos walking my dog, but like you could tell I'm struggling because I have the leash around the cage and like the phone.
I did one video when I first started that was just showing like how I use my cane and walk him at the same time, but it didn't really go into like how to walk him, you know? Yeah. So I can. That's cool.
I always get the dog that's like in front of me, but then wants to run behind me, but then wants to run back in front of me, and then all of a sudden I'm on my ass.
That's this little bastard. That's this little bastard.
Oh, hey, cutie.
Hello.
You should see how big he is on my screen right now.
Right? That was my thought. 27 inches of dog. It's probably bigger than the actual dog size.
Right. Yeah, I'm just on my Mac, so it's a 27-inch monitor. Mm-hmm. I'm zooming into everyone's face every time they talk.
Right. I'm over here like, yeah, I didn't even see it.
I do that a lot.
We all do that. Look at this meme. Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
It's so much easier than why are you being a dick about it conversation, you know? Yes. It's the only two directions. See that. But why are you being a dick?
The other direction is the what if I do this? Or what if I? Screw you, coming in and changing the. No, it's not worth it.
Just stop. Quit while you're ahead.
Put your phone down.
Send it to me, and then I'll figure it out on my own.
Exactly.
I'm gonna cut you off. Just text it.
That's nice. I always have a sarcastic comment like, "Enough. This isn't fun." Or that's boring.
No, the best is when you go. That's really not that funny, and they go. Yeah. But like why don't you think it's funny? Because I can't see it,
right?
I have no clue what it is.
Right.
So funny.
I say to women all the time, you are the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, and I wait for the but you're blind. And you're smart. All right, let's move forward on this.
No, the worst is when I told a girl, she goes, you're so cute, and I was like, I assume you're beautiful.
I felt like such an asshole, and I love that. I have to tell
my coworkers. I'm like, please don't tell your coworkers.
So funny. That's my
I go by my voices, I can determine if they're cute.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my god.
All you have to do is speak to me, and I'm like
oh, you sound cute. You sound cute. And then you can hear the rain. If you're tall.
Yes. Exactly. That's how I found my boyfriend. I heard his voice on the phone. I was like, "Oh, he it." That's it right there. He's it.
I'm the guy that fell in love with. Mm-hmm.
Dear God.
That girl still has my heart, you know?
So funny. I love it.
I am attracted to voices, though, and it's unique voices. Like, Kai is always like, I feel like I sound stupid, and I'm like, you have the perfect podcasting
voice. Kai's voice.
Yes.
Right?
I love Kai.
Kai is hilarious.
So funny.
Like, first of all, she's hilarious.
She's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. That's too funny.
Hey, Kim.
My boyfriend. Yes.
Can you
I know.
Stick around. I just have a question about the...
Yes.
Whether I can make it public or not.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's fine. I think we're like pretty much just hanging out. So it wasn't really like all about Orcam. You know what I mean?
Right. But what we said was okay.
Yeah. I'm perfectly fine with that.
Okay. Awesome.
Thanks for being here.
Right.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Loved this.
You guys are awesome.
This was
glad
fun.
To be back.
Yeah.
It's been a blast. You know what's funny? When Jason first pulled me for the podcast, like when it was just when he did like his little bonus episode, all in my head, I was like, I want the whole group.
Yeah.
I want the shy, Caitlin experience.
And everybody was like, we got to get Ezrakon because he's going through the surgery thing. And I was but that's a week away. That's a week away. He's talking about it right now. I got to get him right now. So when he's on the show, we got the progression. You know, I was like, I got to get him now.
That's what happened. Because we were all like, oh, yeah, we totally should have him on because we were already talking about it.
Right.
And then next thing you know, Brittany's like, hey, did you see that Ezra's on the show? And I'm like, but. What? Like literally, it just
happened. we were like, dang, what about us?
Yeah,
it was funny, but yeah, I'm glad. This is all great. I love this.
And Kimberly, I hope you come back with other topics on other subjects. We didn't even get to talk about like massage therapy or anything, which I think is a fascinating conversation to have because it's so tactile and how you feel things and I experience it. I want to
and then my Reiki and energy healing stuff,
right? Yeah.
So when you and Sadie are both
Sadie also does that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, duh, perfect occupation for a blind person.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you something really funny? I have two cousins in the Dominican Republic that do professional massages and occasionally end up on like national TV out there.
Cool.
And all my family always tell me you should do it too, and I'm like, I don't like touching other people. We're good.
Yeah, I don't want to spend 2 years in nursing school. You know what I mean?
Okay, like really don't. Really,
but Brittany, you're almost there, right? Like you have the past experience. You have the credits. I wonder how far you could get just on that.
Some of the credits, not all. Like I don't have a.
You have more than me. You have more than me, and you have an understanding of it. What I don't, you know.
Yeah, this is true.
It's a lot of work for sure.
Yeah,
I'll never forget that moment where we're in massage school and we were learning this one technique, and there's a pressure point like right behind the back of your ear.
Mm.
And it's like a bone the size of a triangle. And they said, don't ever press so hard there because that little piece can break and go into your brain and kill you.
Wow. Oh, fuck.
Uh-huh. And there's so many.
Look, now I'm over here feeling behind my ear like,
she said the mega
And if you ever think about it, if you ever look at those people that are on jiu-jitsu, taekwondo, they always cry and chop you right at that neck, basically.
Yeah, they chop you right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because listen, I have a black belt in taekwondo, and that's definitely a pressure point.
Mm. There's a pressure point under your armpit area that can press too hard, you go paralyzed.
Mm. Yeah.
And there's some on your ankle to get someone birth.
Wow.
I know there's even one right up between your upper lip and your nose. I know this because I took this guy that supposedly used to be Tupac's freaking bodyguard was teaching MMA in my neighborhood. And one thing that he taught us, he was like, all you have to do is take like a coin, just jam it right there. The smell of the coin and the pressure point will sedate them. He's like, oh, yeah. Okay.
That's jam a coin?
Right?
It's so many. It's crazy.
Oh, hold on. I'm getting
it. Wouldn't that break something?
Let me go find a quarter.
Uh-oh, she's going to jump.
Will my debit card work? I don't have cash on me.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy, too, like, because sometimes, like, people come in and they're like, this hurts, right? And then, like, I think there's an injury or whatever the case may be, and there's nothing wrong with them, but then I feel spiritually, oh, the baggage and pain of mm-hmm. them that they've gone through trauma-wise. Mm-hmm. And so I don't tell everybody that because I have my massage clients and I have my Reiki clients, but when I'm with the massage client that doesn't believe in that stuff, I won't tell mm-hmm. them. So I'll be acting like I'm doing some kind of technique, and I'm like pulling that out, the energy out, and then they're crying.
Yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. I must have just went really deep.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I've had that done where somebody will put their hands on your head and they'll pull the energy out.
Mm. Yes, I do that. I love that.
Wow, that feels really good to do.
Super cool.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Oh yeah.
Because that's super interesting.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we would definitely have to get together and talk about that, because
yeah. Oh yeah, I can tell you all my experiences with my clients. It's mind blowing. I'm gonna tell you one right now. I have a client and he's actually special needs, and he's only 13 years old and he's deformed and he can't talk. And so his mom will come over and literally carries him on her shoulder and then throws him on the table. Lays him on the table. Yeah. And mm-hmm. so she comes in because it has stopped, the Reiki has stopped his epilepsy, so he does not have any more seizures. And also she records our sessions, because being that he can't talk, Reiki, being that it's like that kind of telepathic vibe, you're listening to him spiritually. So he's talking to me, giving me what I need to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
But he's looking at, and he knows what I'm doing. Every session, he knows what I'm doing. He looks at my eyes and he's just projecting it through your soul, like telling you.
Mm.
Wow. And it's just so like heartwarming to feel that, you know, being that you're blind, visually impaired, you're more aware, you're open. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you like, really, you gotta like practice that other sense that we have. And it's like, you can do it. It hurt me. Like the very first session I ever did with him, and he opened up and he was like, literally telling me, projecting why am I in this body?
Right.
And it was so sad.
Yeah.
It was so sad. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's been my experiences. It's made me very, very humble.
You're the reason why she's probably going around telling people like, oh my God, blind people are magic. Oh my God.
That's probably why I got so many clientels now.
Mm-hmm.
So many clients. Like, I get people like, they worship me, and I'm like, God, I'm not God. I'm just working. I'm not God. I'm just working. I'm just using my other senses to help you.
Oh my God, tell me what you see. What do you feel?
They do. I get that all the time. All the time. Tell me my future. I want to know my future. Tell me this. Tell me that.
My girl.
Yeah. I see. And I can do that. I can get, when I lost my left, I lost my left eye last year, so I don't see out of it anymore. And since I lost that eye, that's when I started to be able to project even further out to where I can come in. I do medium work. I take medium classes. So I can connect with the dead, connect with these things. Mm-hmm. And so I can do it. I just don't want to tell you your future. I don't want to do that. That's not my intention. That's my purpose. Like, I'm not God. I don't want to tell you what the future holds for you. I'm more of like, let's heal. Let's do this. What are we working on?
Yeah. Right.
Let's remove this trauma. What are we working on? That's what I want to do with it. Okay, someone passed away. Let's get that closure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can predict a point in time based on what events are going on in that person. But as soon as they feel another emotion, it's a different tangent.
Yep.
And it's a different possibility.
It switches. Yep.
Right. If you want me to open up the Acacian record and read your future through history, maybe that can be done, but that's not going to predict where you're going to be tomorrow, you know?
Exactly, because things change, life changes, past change.
Okay, Google, stop. I'm sorry, guys. I have to go wake up my mom.
Yeah, cool.
All right. I'm going to leave too.
Yeah, we still like buy how many times now?
I know, right? Like 8 times.
All right, we're getting off, guys.
Okay. All right, that was so much fun.
Bye.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye. Thank y'all for having me, guys.
Thanks so for being here.
Bye.
To those who would tear the world down, we will defeat you.
This is our moment.
This is our time. To those who seek peace and security, we support you.
Yes, we can.
And to all those who have wondered if America's beacon still burns as bright, tonight we prove once more that the true strength of our nation comes not
nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life.
Ask not.
Yes, we can.
What your country can do for you.
I have a dream.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I, poor little children.
Yes, we can.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
That's how winning is done.
To public, access, America.
Yes, we can.
Sunday live streams Sunday on live YouTube.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel for my dad.
On Twitter.
Apple
Podcasts. Stitcher, Smart Radio, Public. And Spotify.
Yes, we can.
Public Access public America. Access history America. In the making. Making history in the making.
Goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.